Something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. I've got something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. Got to go ahead.
Tonight, our subject that we're going to deal with is the revelation of God's creational days. We're dealing with the revelation of God's creational days. And we know, first of all, the book of Genesis is a revelation because God gives his revelation in the actual writing of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, which is being called the Pentateuch. He gives that to who? Moses. Was Moses there when all this took place?
And God said, let the earth bring forth
forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit at his time, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. So God has always intended for everything to reproduce after the seed that is in it. Even though man has tampered and done a lot of things, everything had always reproduced after the seed that was in itself, right? Amen. And the earth, oh sorry, and it says, and what did I finish off with? Upon the earth, the seed in itself. And after this time, God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens, divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. But initially, he said there was light and there was day. So all of a sudden, that he said something to say for years, days, times, and seasons. So prior to this, what said everything? Right? Because when we look at it, we look at light and darkness, day and night, and we think that it is all, everything is already in place. But now God says something in the heavens to set the times, years, and seasons. So prior to this, what was it? Amen? All right, we're going to go just a little further, then we're going to go backwards. Amen? And God said, all right, if you get 14, let's go to 15. And let them feed for lights in the firmaments of the heavens to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good, and the evening and the morning was the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly moving creatures that have life, and fowls that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was what? Good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the fowls multiply the earth. And the evening and the morning was the 50. But in the 20th verse, well, 21st verse, says God created every living creature, right? In the what day? The fourth day. God created what creature? Everything that was a creature that was living, God created, not yet man, but every living creature. Now verse 24 said, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature. Wait a minute. Why is God making the living creatures all over again? Right? What happened? The reason that God is making the living creatures all over again in the fifth day, when he had already made the living creatures in the fourth day. So what happened to the living creatures? What happened to those living creatures between the for God had to remake them over in the fifth day? What catastrophic event happened? All right, now let's go back. Oh, my hands are falling. We need to get started, Jesus. All right.
He said for the waters.
Waters
and the air.
But the key is that every what?
Living creature.
Then in the next verse, it makes it again every
living creature.
Living creature. All right, so something had to happen for him to make the living creatures. All right, I know you technical ones, but he didn't say the fowls and the next one. But he said it was every
living creature.
Every living creature is every living creature. Fowls are living creatures, birds, fish, everything, living creatures were there. So why did God have to remake the living creatures? What happened? Now, let me go a little further. Let's go all the way up to the sixth day and then we'll stop there. All right? And the evening and the morning were the, okay, and the beast of, well, let me go back to 24. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle, creeping things, and the beast of the earth after its kind, and it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that, but he already made it one. Why would God have to make everything all over again? Something had to happen for God to have to recreate what he'd already created. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over every... Right? But, now you ask the question, the fowls were made out of the water. But he just made them over. He said, let them have dominion over the fowls. Right? So he's making every living creature, all right, over every fowl. So God created man in his own image. In the image of man created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said, let them be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing fruit, so on and so forth. And verse 31 said, God saw everything that he had made, and it was what? And it was very good, and in the evening and the morning was the sixth day. So what happened between the fifth day and the sixth day, the reason God made things all over again? Right? Now we go backwards. Now, remember, verse 1 said in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. That means they were complete. Right? But actually, from Genesis 1, 2, all the way up to Genesis 2, 4, is just the plan of God. It's just telling you the plan of God. Well, how do we know it's the plan of God? Before we go back, let's go to Genesis 2. We're going to read one verse here to show you God is giving you his plan. Remember, the Bible said, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient time. So God declares the end from the beginning. And then Acts 15 and 22 says, know unto God are all of his works from the beginning. Right? Is he all with us here? This is how I'm confused. Between Genesis 1, God created the heavens and earth. Then from Genesis 1, 3, all the way up to Genesis 2, 4, is the plan of God. It said, these are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, the day that God made, the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Well, how do we know it was the plan? Because verse 5 says, an airplane in the field before it was in the earth, and every herb in the field before it. So this is a plan. God is telling us what's there, but it had not yet grown. But he said, let the fruit and the trees bring forth after its kind. But he said, this is what God did before it was grown. So that means it was nothing but a plan of God. Because it was not yet done. Alright, is everybody up with me on that one? Okay, now let's go backwards. Alright. I asked a question in the beginning. How old is the earth? Now we stopped at the sixth day for a particular reason. We stopped at the sixth day because we're dealing with the revelation of God's creational days. Now in 2 Peter 3 and 8, they like to use this. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as, but that's God's generational day. There's a difference between the creational days and the generational days, which we would attempt to show you. So back to verse 2, it says, and the earth without form and void and darkness was on the face of the earth, or the deep, and the Spirit of God was on the face of the water. What happened? The reason there was this great catastrophe. Amen? Now, let us go to let's go to Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, and Let's go to verses 23. Jeremiah, the fourth chapter, verses 23 through 26. Now this is, thousands of years later, God gives Jeremiah a vision or a revelation also. We're trying to figure out what happened to cause the earth to be without form and form. What happened? The reason God had to recreate what he had already created in his creational plan. Verse 23 of Jeremiah 4, do we have that? Jeremiah said, I beheld the earth and lo, it was without form and so Jeremiah sees what Moses saw. The earth was without form and form, and the heaven and the heaven that they had
no light.
No light, right? Then the scripture says the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face. So God has given Jeremiah the same revelation. Amen. Verse 24 said, I beheld the mountains and though they trembled and all the hills, they moved. God is showing him that there are mountains but they trembled. The hills moved lightly. And I beheld and lo, the fruitful place was a, he said, you know what? There was nothing there. It was a what? A wilderness. And all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Lord and by his. What caused God to be that angry? That the earth has no form. What caused God to be so angry that the earth was void? What caused God to be so angry that it was darkness everywhere? What event took place? What catastrophic event took place? All right, now let's go to Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Something happened. The great, what they call it, the great bang theory, whatever they call it.
Big bang.
Big bang, something. Right? I used to know it all the big bang theory. What happened? Why was God so angry? Isn't it just that he had regular anger? What kind of anger did he have? Fierce. That shows the intensity of God's anger. What made anger? What made God so angry? Verse Isaiah 14 and 12. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heavens. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation, in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like Lucifer. God created you. How can you be like the Most High? What caused God to be so angry? Amen. He said, yet shalt thou be brought down. Brought down to where? To hell. To the sides of the pits. All right. You want to go to Luke, the 10th chapter. Right. What caused God to be so angry? Also, you can read about it in Ezekiel, the 28th chapter. He talks about the cherubims and how Lucifer was created with vials and all kinds of instruments in him until he was lifted up and tried. So God got so angry. But why? Jesus tells us here. Well, let's just go to verse 18 for this purpose, for the sake of time. Jesus said, and I beheld Satan as. You know, that don't let people know right there. If Jesus saw that Satan fell, and if Satan fell before man and everything else was created, then Jesus had to be God. Because he said, I not heard. He didn't say, I read about it, but I what? I saw him. I beheld him fall. From lightning, like from heaven, like lightning, right? He said, I saw. Well, what happened when Satan lifted up himself? And this is something that's even astonishing in itself. He calls one third of all the angels to follow him. But the miracle in the Bible said they were innumerable. They can't even be counted. Right? So when God cast them down, they became disembodied spirits. So Lucifer is Satan. The disembodied spirits are his demons. That's what caused the earth to be without form and void. And that's why Jeremiah saw the same thing that Moses saw, because of God's great wrath. All right. So that's why between the fifth and the sixth day, God had to recreate what he'd already created, because when he cast Satan and all those demons down from heaven, it completely decimated the earth. Jeremiah saw it, he said the earth was without form and void and darkness. Right? He said even the mountains trembled. Right? And the hills moved lightly. He said that the fruitful land was a wilderness. Why? Because of God's great wrath. Right. So that's between the fifth and the sixth day. Now, we're going to come up to the sixth day. Right? Because they taught it all kind of different ways. They said that God's creational days, the first day was 1,000 years, because they said one day was with the Lord, it's 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. So this is, what day are we living in right now? This is, what day is this? The sixth day. Well, how do we know it's the sixth day? If you read it, it said, on the seventh day, God rested from all of his works. Is God resting right now? No. So God is still working. Amen. So we're in the sixth day. Now let's go to Psalms, the 17th verse. Psalm, not the 17th verse. Psalm 19, verse 7. Excuse me? Ezekiel chapter 28. I don't know, it's all those verses, yes.
You slipped it in your class, Luke
10:18, yes.
But that's a witnessing tool, you know, for those that are, you know, free God type thing. You know, God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are all separate.
Right.
But the fact that Jesus is speaking right here saying, I beheld Satan. As you said, but you just slipped it in there so fast, I don't know that everybody caught it, that makes him right there, because Jesus wasn't born as Jesus.
Until then?
Until then.
Right.
Which is clearly way after.
Exactly. Well, okay, God is a what?
Spirit.
The Holy Ghost is a what?
Spirit.
And then Romans is, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of him. How many spirits do we have?
Wow.
Right? So they're all the same. Because there's only how many spirits?
One.
One spirit. All right. So now let's go to the Psalms. We're going to go to the Psalms 19 and verse 7. All right. Y'all from Jamaica, y'all got it? If not, I have to speak y'all's language. But it's so important. I'm going to explain to you why the world misses it, why most people in the church misses it. God gave us the revelation concerning the creation, but we miss it. And next week we'll go more in depth, because we can't really go over everything tonight. All right, but Psalms 19:7 says, the law of the Lord is what?
Perfect.
So God's law is perfect. God's law is perfect to the converted of the soul, and some to make wise and simple. Right? But anyway, God, whatever he does the same. So we have to conclude, whatever God does in one creational day, he has to do it in all of the creational days, right? His law is what?
Perfect.
So God's not going to do something in the seventh day that he's not going to do in the fourth day, and vice versa. Alright? So now, if we go, the sixth, God created Adam, right? Listen, God created Adam. From Adam to Enoch is 1,000 years. From Enoch to Noah is 1,000 years. I think from Noah to Abraham is, so how many is that all together? 2,000 years. From Christ to today is how many years? 2,000, right? 2,000. The calendar's all messed up, but we know where it's in the vicinity of 2,000, right? So from Adam to today is how many years? 6,000, right? But there's one event that has not yet taken place during the sixth day, which is the what? The millennial reign. The millennial reign is how long? 1,000 years. So after millennial reign, then God rests, which would be the seventh day. So from Adam all the way up to today is 6,000 years. And what day are we in now? The sixth day. Right? So with the millennial reign, it adds another 1,000, makes 7,000 years. So it took, if God created the sixth day in 7,000 years, then we can only conclude that he created all the other days how many years?
7,000.
Right, so if we multiply 6 times 7,000 and subtract the 1,000 that we are not yet near, then the earth is only how many years old?
41,000.
Right, but we know I was in science, we had the radioisotopes and carbon dating and millions of years and this and that and the other. But now you say, well, if that's true, why don't the world know it? Now let's go to Ephesians, the third chapter. Ephesians, the third chapter. The sixth day of creation. Not the generation, creation. We're still in the sixth day. So in the sixth day of creation is 7,000 years. Well, why don't the world know it? Let's go to Ephesians 3, we're gonna read verses 1 through 5, and then 8 through 10. Counsel for the defense. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
Give her the mic.
So, so if from the time that he made, when he made man, so starting with Adam,
yes,
it's that 40,000 years. What about the days that he created before the disruption.
The sixth day, listen, the sixth day, the devastation. The sixth day is how many years? If you go from this 6,000 up to now to the millennial reign, how many years?
7,000.
7,000. So the law of God is what? Perfect. God does not change. He's not going to say, well, I'm going to do this and that day I'm going to do that. His law is perfect. So whatever he does in one day, because God is a consistent God, he has to do it all the other days. So then we must conclude that the first day was 7,000 years. Now when God said that, let there be light, all right, just to get back to you, since you want to know about that. When God said, let there be light, he said, well, what happened? It wasn't just like the sun appeared because it wasn't yet there. Because he didn't create that until the fourth day. So when he said, let there be light, there was a fire that began to burn. Right, so, well, how do we know that? Let me come back to you. Let me answer her question. Go to Job. All right, let's go to Job. In Job, the 28th chapter of Job. All right. So, because when you read that, he said, let there be light, and then all of a sudden he separated the waters from the waters. Well, where did the waters come from? Because he didn't create the waters. He said, let there be what? Light. But then all of a sudden he said, separate the water from the waters. Well, where did the waters come from? Right? So that's 28 chapter. It said, as for the earth, out of it cometh rain, and under it turneth up as it were
fire.
Right? So when God said, let there be light, that light means let something come into existence. A fire began to burn. For 7,000 years that fire burned. When fire burns, it lets off gases. And when the gases cool, they turn into water. So for 7,000 years, in that first day, that fire just burned, and then it gave off precipitation and gases, and they changed into water. That's why in the next verse, he says, separate the waters from the waters. Well, you didn't create the waters. Where did they come from? Right? You understand?
Yeah.
He didn't create the waters. Where did the waters come from? It came from the fire that burned for how many years?
7,000.
So the first day creation is 7,000 years. The seventh day day of creation has to also be 7,000 years, because God's law is perfect to the what? Converting of the souls. So God did not alter what he was doing. Then the question is, well, how can we say that this is true? Why don't the world know this? Why don't the world understand this in God's creational days? All right, now, your question, you finished?
No, I'm good.
Does anybody else have questions? I know. Listen, when I first learned a lot of this, I was at RPI. Right? You know, at RPI, 1 and 1 equals 2. Right? So when they telling me this stuff, I'm like, nah, I don't think so. Seriously, I don't think so. That's just my analytical mindset. I've been learning about carbon dating and radioisotopes and all this stuff all these years. The Earth is millions of years old. Don't bring me there. Right? But the teacher said, you have to first believe and then God will open your eyes. I struggled with this for a long time, seriously. Then one day I said, Lord, if it's true, show me. Then he showed me. I thought, okay, it's got to be true. You know? I don't take everything as face value, and I encourage you to the same. Right? Because people can teach a lot of things, but you have to be able to also back it up in scripture. And I think next week, we won't get to it this week, but next week we'll get a little more into all these revelations are from Bishop G.T. Haywood from the greater portion, okay? But let me just go through Ephesians real fast, all right? Ephesians 3:1. We already did Job, right? He talks about the fire that's burning in the earth. And everybody knows that it's hot, molten what? Lava. If you don't know, go watch Hawaii. And watch those earthquakes. So we know that's what fire is. Isn't that what Job said? But God, listen, so let me give you the whole picture there. When God, in the first day, he creates he said, let there be light. And the fire burns, and then the water separates. Then when the water cools and touches the fire, it forms a crust. And from the crust we get earth. All right? And then, you know, scientists like to mess with what God does. I'm going to get to your feet. They like to mess with what God does. So they said, man is made up of 59 elements. And to the scientist's surprise, the earth is made up of 59 elements. Well, why? Because God formed man
from the earth.
That ain't so hard to figure out. So they're like, wow, man and earth have the same thing, have the same makeup. Genetic makeup, why? Somebody's tell us to say, go read the Bible. Yes, Steve Jones.
Does it have to be earthy?
Huh?
Does it have to be earthy?
Yes. But I'm just saying, they were shocked to find out that when they broke man's composition down, his composition was the same as. That's why the Bible said, from the earth you came, from the earth you're going to return. Right? Because it's all the same. But anyway, Ephesians 3:1. Says, for this cause, I call the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. If you have heard of the dispensations, dispensations is in the Bible. It's just that man is taking the dispensations and used it wrong. Right? Because there was a dispensation of innocence. When man was created, he was innocent. Right? So dispensation, all dispensation is a period of time that God gives uses to prove or test man. That's what a dispensation is. So after man fell innocent, then the next dispensation was conscience. So all the way up to the dispensation of grace. But nevertheless, let's get back. So the dispensation of grace of God, which is given me to you, how that by?
Revelation.
So how come the world don't know this? Because it comes by? He said, how about that by revelation you mean known unto me the? Well, you can't know unless you have God's Spirit. Alright? Then says, I wrote before, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in he's talking about now the mystery of the Gentiles. He said this mystery was what? But how is it made known? By
revelation.
So it's made known by revelation. Because God revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets. How did they get it? By the Spirit. Now let's get down to verse 8. He said, not to me who am less than all, than the least of all the saints, is this grace given, that I should preach unto the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world, in the beginning God created, which from the beginning of the world was
hid
where?
In God.
In God. But how was it hid? By Jesus Christ. Who? In the beginning, God created it. So if God created it, how did Jesus turn around and create it? Think about that. This mystery has been hidden from the beginning and from the world. Amen. From the beginning. But then he adds, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places
might be known by the church.
That's what the world don't know this. Because this revelation was not to the world. But the revelation was to
sure.
Alright, now let's go to 2 Corinthians. No, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This revelation was not given to the world or to the
church.
But it was hid from the beginning of the world in God, where all things were created by. This is just way too confusing. That's why they got to make two gods. Right? That's why they got to make two gods. Three gods. Yeah, three gods. Man, they made three gods. And the Jews said, all the Jews, that the Messianic Jews, they're like, what's wrong with these Christians that talk about three gods? They said, all we do is go back to Deuteronomy 6:4. Behold, Israel, the Lord our God is.
Lord.
How do you get three? They said, from a child, we knew that there was only one God. So they're trying to figure out how these others come up with these three gods. Amen. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 for one quick second. For those that still struggling with it. Ain't nobody here struggling with it. But just go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. God, in his infinite wish, he has prepared everything. He has everything in place for a reason. Amen? It says, go to verse 4. It says, in whom the God of this world has blinded the mind of them which
believe not,
lest the light of the
glorious gospel of Christ.
Glorious gospel of who?
Christ.
Who is Christ?
Jesus.
No, read the next part of this. Keep going. Christ is the what? If it's the image, that means when you see Christ. Because he's the what? The image. Now skip down to verse 6. It says, for God, who commands the light
to shine out of darkness.
It goes back to the what? Beginning. Commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the God, glory of God.
In the face of Jesus Christ.
God's glory is in Jesus. Amen. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Say, well, why don't the world know this? Because God reveals it unto the church by his
Spirit.
By his what?
Spirit.
By his Spirit. Amen. So let me get this right quick. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's start it. I'm going to go through this real fast. Not real faith. Y'all want real faith or real fast? Real faith. Okay. Verse 4 says, in my speech, my my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, all right? 1 Corinthians 2:4. You all right with that? My speech and my teaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom and the demonstration of the and of the what? Always the Spirit. That's what the revelation comes through. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. How be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect? Well, who's perfect? The church. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the princes of this world that come to. But we speak the wisdom of God in a
mystery.
It's a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before. Wait a minute. This hidden wisdom was ordained
before the world.
Amen. Unto our glory, which none of these princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, I have not seen, it has not heard, neither have it entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his. All of this that the world don't know, God has revealed them unto the church by his. Well, how come the world don't know? Because it says, for the Spirit searches what? Right? You can't get this. Searching all things, yea, the what? What? The Spirit searches it? So the revelation does not come through the wisdom of this world, but it comes through the Spirit of God. That's why the world don't know. That's why the world don't understand. Now, one of the, just to go backwards for one quick second, we only go a few more minutes. Go backwards for one quick second. We didn't go here, but a lot of times, since people want to know about the Trinity and asking about what's in Jesus Christ and Jesus be our Savior, in Genesis 1:26, go there for a second. This is one of their pivotal scriptures that the Trinitarians like to use. Right? The scripture said, and God said, let us make man in our image. But this is the plan. This was not the execution. He said, let us. He said, well, who is the us? Is that good? Who's the us? Is that a good question? Well, Ephesians 1:4 says, go to Ephesians 1:4. This is, now, let us make man, this is where, in the what? Beginning. Right? In the beginning, God created, right? According as he has chosen us and him before the world was there, God had already chosen. So when he said, let us, the same us in Genesis 1:26, that's us. Because he has chosen us in him.
Right,
so they don't prove no Trinity. They just prove that he had the church in mind.
Amen.
He has chosen. Let us. So are you with me? God did all of this. How come they don't understand? How come people don't know? How come there are some great teachers and preachers in the Bible? Because God reveals the deep things by his Spirit. And you can't know anything about, well, let's finish that verse. So go back. All right, we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. We need to go down a little bit further. All right? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So you got to understand the reason that the world don't understand it, and the reason that many in the church don't understand it, is because they don't have the what? They don't have God's Spirit. So let's go to 2 and verse 11 now. Let's just finish this out. For what man knoweth the things of man save the what? All the way man knows about man, because the spirit of man that is what?
Amen.
That is in him. Spirit of God. So why don't they, how come all these years they don't get it? Because they were revealed unto the church. Alright, go to Psalms 25, verse 14. Well, what's so the big deal about the church and God revealing things? Amen. What's the big deal? You got to have God's Spirit. Actually, we could go to Matthew 11 too, but let's go to Psalms 25. Just for a side note, it says, the secrets of the Lord are with them that what? Fear Him. Right? So in order for you to understand the deep secrets of God, you have to also fear Him. Well, who are those that fear Him? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. If you don't fear God, all those unsaved people are never going to get it because they don't have the wisdom. Because fear of the Lord is the what? It's the beginning of wisdom. Now let's go to Amos 3:7. Now we're talking about the secret things of God, the hidden things of God. Why don't the world know? Why don't the world understand? Because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. And Paul says, and when read, he said he received the things from the beginning by what? Revelation. Amen. By what? Revelation. Revelation comes from God. And I'll show you another thing about Revelation. We went over this before. But Amos 3:7 says, surely the Lord God would do nothing except He what? God won't do anything unless He revealed His. Well, how did God have so many secrets? Right? Because they're a mystery. They're hidden. All right. Go to 1 Timothy 3:16 or 17. Hold on. Go to 1 Timothy, right? Since we're gonna mess with this secret and mystery stuff, look at somebody and say, let's go all the way to the end. Ain't no use in the half step. Huh? Okay, well, 16. First Timothy 3:16. All right. She says, slow down. I got a train that's just started, so I got to go real slow. Well, you got to ask me one too. All right. Now we talk about the secret things of God. Secret things are also what? Mysteries. A mystery is something that has not yet been revealed. It's hidden. Right? Even Jesus said He's hidden these things for the wise and prudent. And reveal them unto babes. They are hidden. And we're going to go over scripture about that too. But he said, and without controversy, great is God. When it comes to God, it's a mystery. It's a secret. It's something hidden. Right? Great is the mystery of God. God was well, when he was manifest in the flesh, who was he? This is a mystery. It's hidden. It's enshrouded. It's not seen with the natural eye because you can only receive it through revelation. Alright? So, He was manifest in the flesh. But what's the Spirit?
The Holy Ghost.
Right? And what?
Seen
of angels. Preaching unto the. Well, who was preaching unto the Gentiles? Believe on in the world,
Jesus.
And who will receive us in the glory?
Jesus.
When Jesus, in the first chapter of Acts, after Jesus finished giving, we went over this in our meeting there. You know, Jesus spent 40 days teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom of God after His resurrection. Right? 40 days teaching. Then after he finished teaching, he ascended up into heaven. And they said, why should ye gaze into this, to the heaven? But this same Jesus, not a different Jesus, this same Jesus is going to come as you see him. So he ascended up into heaven. Who was he? But great is the mystery of godliness. When it comes to godliness and mystery, it doesn't make sense. But you can only receive it by revelation. All right, go to Matthew 11 chapter. We're going to go here. Now, we're talking about revelation. And you say, well, there are a lot of wise, smart, intelligent people. They should be able to get it. Not when it comes to God. Right? Because God has hid these things from the wise and the prudent. And he's done what? Revealed them unto babes. That's us that are in Christ. And another reason they don't get it is Isaiah said, the word of God was unto us, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line. In other words, God has his truth scattered. You can't just read a chapter or a verse to get the truth of God's word. Because it's precept upon precept, Isaiah 28:10, Isaiah 28:13, precept upon precept. But 28:13, he says, that they may go back and fall and stumble. Because they don't get it. Right? It's a mystery, but they cannot get it. Amen? But 11, let's go to 11:25. Okay? Matthew 11:25. Do we all have that? It says, in that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise. What? Hid them from the wise and the prudent, and what? Revealed them unto me. Even so, Father, so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father.
No man knows.
Wait a minute. Everybody knew who Jesus was. So how can you say no man knows the
Son?
But who?
Father.
No man knows the Son but the Father.
Neither knows
any man.
The Father.
Wait a minute. Everybody knows that God is the Father. He said, no man knoweth the Son and the Father, but the end of that verse explains this fully. And he to whom he chooses to, so you have to receive it by revelation. You're not going to get it any other way but by revelation. Now we're closing Isaiah the 44th chapter. That's enough for y'all. Alright, Isaiah the 44th chapter. Okay. Yeah, 44th chapter. Alright. We have to understand that God created the world. So having declared the end, known unto all, known unto God all his works from the beginning. I think it's Romans 4:17, he said, God which quickeneth the dead and calleth those things that be not as though they. So God said, I call it, and it don't even have to be there yet. Because I'm God. Right? So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And if you follow that, then Lord willing, next week we'll get a little more into Genesis chapter 1. But Isaiah 44:24 says, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, and he that, how many know God formed all of us from the womb? I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens, he said, I do it all by myself, and spreadeth upon the earth, who's doing this? The Lord, that frustrateth the token of liars, and maketh. You know, these diviners, they get all this stuff, watch them prophets and those diviners, right? He said, I make a man that turneth wise men make their knowledge foolish. But what makes it? They don't have the Spirit. So they cannot receive the revelation. Revelation comes from God. So God's generational days are, you count 1,000 years as one day, and one day is 1,000 years. Stephen said, we've been hearing about the last days forever. Well, since Christ, it's only been 2,000 years, so in the sight of God, how many days is that? 2 days. Because those are his generational days. There's a separation between the creational days and the generational days, because the generational days did not start until he put the stars, and the moons for time, seasons, and years. Then the generational days started. Prior to that, it was all the creational days. So that is the separation. Do we understand the difference between the generational days and the creational days? The creational days are each 7,000 years. And then we'll go over a little more, Lord willing, next Wednesday if we have no questions. Any questions?
One.
Oh, all questions are table. Right. Right now we're only God's likeness. We're not yet God's image. I mean, we're not yet God's image. We're not yet his likeness.
Yes. In hearing that before, I remember hearing something about he was looking at a mirror image when he was saying, let us make man in our likeness and our image. Something along that line.
Through conjecture, use a lot of things. But he said, let us, and then the scripture says, he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. So that us will be more plain. Most teach that us that he refers to is the church. When he said, let us. Right? Because that's just his plan. But then, okay, let's go back to that. All right, go back to that. 1:26, and I'll show you something. Let us, go to Genesis 1:26. Because the next verse answered the us. Alright. It says, verse 26. Do we all have that?
Yeah.
And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. Alright, let him have dominion. So God said, let us, right? Then that's verse 26. But then verse 27 says what? So then us created man. Well, who created man? So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. So he said, let us make man in our image. But then God did the creation. All right, so it's not a multiplicity of gods in heaven. There's only one. Alright, this is a confusion, alright? This is a confusion that they have. Now you gotta remember, the Bible has been played with. Alright. Because the Trinitarians, which began with Polycarp and Justin Martyr and Arrhenius and all them. In order for them to have their Trinitarian doctrine, as with all when Constantine made everything, whatever he made it in around the year 300 AD, 350 AD, in order for them to have a Trinity, they had to take parts of the Bible. But when they've gone back to the main original manuscript, they've seen that the Bible has been altered. Because the original Matthew 28:19, say, go ye therefore teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. If you go back in the history books, listen, the Encyclopedia Britannica and all them said, the original text said, go ye therefore teaching all nations, baptizing them in my name, or in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's the original text. Right? So So when you cross-reference and you go back to the original manuscript, somebody twisted that. All right? They twisted that to make a doctrine of the Trinity. Before you go, what did I tell you? I told you I was going to go. Well, before we go there, go to Matthew the 13th chapter. I'll show you this. Then we go there. Because by that time, I remember where you're supposed to be going because I don't remember it. You get it? Huh? Oh, that's where I'm going now. Okay, hold on. My time's over. I know where I was going. Mr. Simon threw me off. But let me show you this. The doctrine of the Trinity, Jesus warned us about this. All right, so go to Matthew 13 and go down to verse 13, 33, I'm sorry. This doctrine of the Trinity is false doctrine. It's not of God. All right. So they twisted Matthew 28:19, because it didn't say in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and if they were going to twist it, they should have got it right and put names. Right. But Father, Son, and Holy Ghost ain't a name. Is that a name? Those are what? Titles and relationships. Those are not names. What is a name?
Jesus.
In the prayer, people first, he tells you the name. He said, all power. So the power and authority is in the what? The name. Well, what's the name? Jesus. But Matthew 13:33 says, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto leaven is sin or is also false doctrine. Remember Jesus after he had just performed the miracle with the 5,000 and he's talking to his disciples. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And they said, oh, he's warning us because we brought no bread. Jesus said, wait a minute, don't you remember what I already did? I'm not talking about bread. He said, I'm talking about false doctrine. Right? So leaven is what kind of doctrine?
False
doctrine. Leaven is also sin. That's why back in at the Passover, bread, it had to be what kind of bread? Unleavened bread, because leaven represents sin. Leaven also represents false doctrine. All right, so he said, another parable speaking unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman is always symbolic of what religion is represented by a woman? Catholic Church, right? The woman, right? The Catholic Church, which a woman took and hid in until the whole was left. That Jesus warns them, be careful of the Catholic Church and that doctrine of the Trinity. Right. So he didn't put the names there, but he gave us the illustration. Or he gave us a symbol of what was going to take place. Now we're going to close in 1 John 5:7. Don't ask no questions, I ask you to read this. Not yet. Y'all trying to mess with me. Alright, so it's so important. We're trying to understand why there's so much confusion. A misunderstanding concerning the Word of God. The reason there's so much confusion and misunderstanding is because people are approaching God's Word without the what? Without the Spirit. Only the Spirit reveals the deep things of God. 1 John 5, we're going to go to verse 7. Now, we're still dealing with this erroneous scripture that the Catholic Church has added. Now, these scriptures were added to support the doctrine of the Trinity. All right, and this has also been called the Common Johannia. All right, it says in verse 6, this is he that came by water and by blood, even who? Jesus Christ. All right, 1 John 5:6, you have it?
Yes.
All right, 1 John 5:6, this is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that bears witness. Because the
Spirit.
So you gotta have the Spirit. For there are three that bear record in
heaven.
Wait, how many are there in heaven?
One.
How many in heaven?
One.
So where did this come from? The Common Johannia, Erasmus, who was a Catholic priest, who back, you know, just to follow, remember after Constantine put his edict in, the only Bible that was really permitted to be read was the what kind of Bible? In what? Latin. Right. So the only Bible, that, Now listen, they didn't know, so someone had to read them the Bible because they didn't understand Latin. So Latin was the only thing that they could read. Well, Erasmus was fond of Greek, so he went back to the original manuscript. And when you compare the original manuscript with the Latin, even the Latin Vulgate, he said, wait a minute, there's an error. So he changed it. He said, because that was not the original text. That's where the comma Johannium comes in. Because there are not three in heaven. There are how many?
One.
One in heaven, right? How many in heaven?
One.
How many in heaven, Davina?
One.
One. Alright. Alright, so there's only one in heaven. He said, but there are three that bear record in heaven, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are? There are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit and the Word and blood. These three are? One. These three agree in one, okay? So the original text said, for there are three that bear record, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as one. That other stuff wasn't in there, because there are not three in heaven. That's the comma Johannium. Right? So they went through great efforts to promote the doctrine of the Trinity. Amen? All right, our time is up. Oh, you still got a question? Because, okay, what day is this? When what day? When the sixth day. All right, the sixth day. So what began the sixth day? Who began the sixth day?
Adam.
Okay, so skip all from Adam to Enoch, all from Adam to Christ is 4,000 years. From Christ to what we are today is how many years? 2,000. All right. Now we have to subtract the millennial reign, which is what? 1,000. So the completion of the sixth day will be how many years? 7,000. So if the sixth day is 7,000, then the fifth day has to also be, for us, the law of God is perfect to the converting of the souls. So if it's the fifth day, the fourth day, the third day, the second, the first, all 1,000, right? 5 times 7 is what? 35, right? 5 days. We're in the 6,000, so 35 plus 6 makes what? 41,000. Give or take a little, because that's our calendar, and the Hebrew calendar is different.
So it's just
how much
Adam. It's we're in the sixth creational day,
creation.
But the 41st of the
generation.
Generational.
Yes.
Year.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. All right, we'll go even further. That's enough for one night. Alright, you go to Bashan to somebody who's 14 generations.
We're in the sixth creation.
Yes, Ellen Gibbs. Now, no hard questions.
No questions. I think y'all just said that backwards.
What's that?
We're in the sixth creation.
Creational day.
Creational what?
Creational day and generational day. Y'all just said that backwards.
We're in the sixth
creational
day. We're in the sixth creational day.
Yes.
Creational, we're the sixth creational, but the 41st generation.
Yeah, that's what I said, the 41st
generation. Yes. Because generations is times and seasons.
Yes.
Creation is God's plan.
Yes.
So the generational days begins in times and seasons. Okay, go to Matthew, the first chapter. So what we, the thing is, you have to be able to substantiate what we believe, you know, because you're going to run into people that tell you all kind of stuff, and you have to study. The Bible says, study and show yourself a true unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, doing what?
Right
in the God, the word of truth. So no matter what science teaches you, even Paul tells Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, the opposition of science. Well, what's the opposition of science? What's it opposing? The truth. In your own time, right now, opposition of science, look it up. I think it's 1 Timothy 6 after. All right, let us stand. Amen. We thank God for everything that's taking place. If you, if If you have questions, you can submit them to the person that knew yesterday. Amen. Do we have anyone that needs prayer for anything?